T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 7:30 here on a Friday morning and 75 degrees. Two wildfires outside Phoenix, Arizona have consumed vast stretches of land.
Governor Ducey taking an aerial tour of the damage. He was shocked at what he saw.
These wildfires are devastating. The Telegraph and Mescal fires together have already burned over 150,000 acres, an area the same size as Chicago.
As of Thursday, both fires hovered around the 40% containment mark, but officials in Arizona are warning residents to remain vigilant because other fires just may pop up in the not-too-distant future. I'm Kevin Cork, Fox News.
Democrats are calling for an investigation after reports that former President Trump's Justice Department seized communications from House members.
The Justice Department under President Trump subpoenaed Apple for data from at least two members of the House Intelligence Committee in 2017 and 2018. That according to the New York Times. The subpoena is part of an effort to hunt down leaks that led to news stories about contacts between Trump associates and Russia. The hunt focused on Congressman Adam Schiff and other committee members. Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants an investigation, saying these actions appear to be yet another egregious assault on our democracy waged by the former president. Former President Trump had accused Schiff of leaking classified information. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
In 2019, severe weather tore up the site. In 2020, it was COVID-19 that took it down. This Saturday, however, it looks like the annual Symphony in the Flint Hills will be heard near Council Grove. Kansas Information Network's Brett Zweigert has more on the scent.
This year's event, which is sold out, is scheduled for Saturday with a rain date of Sunday. The Kansas News Service reports that the Santa Fe Trail is the event's theme this year in honor of the trail's 200th anniversary. The trail connected Missouri to New Mexico in the 1800s before the introduction of the railroad. The trail ran through Council Grove, which is just a mile north of the event site in Morris County. Throughout the afternoon, people can watch 30-minute presentations about the Santa Fe Trail, with topics ranging from star navigation to the culture of the Kaw Indians.
The Kansas City Symphony will end the evening with a sunset concert.
Catholic Charities of Wichita operates 13 programs in 28 counties of the Wichita Diocese, offering assistance to the homeless, disabled, the elderly, and victims of domestic violence. Executive Director Wendy Glick tells KNSS News the pandemic meant that more people needed help.
A typical year is usually between 16 and 18,000. During COVID, we got up to in excess of 22,000, and those are unduplicated. So that means if an individual got multiple services, whether it is they came to our food pantry and they stayed in our shelter, and maybe they received counseling, so they touched three of our programs, we only count them one time.
Wendy Glick is our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS.
Florida officials voted Thursday to ban the teaching of so-called critical race theory.
Florida's state education board will not allow critical race theory in public schools, a decision met with anger by some.
This is a deliberate plan to politicize and whitewash history.
Thank you, Mr.
Frazier. Ben Frazier is from Jacksonville. State school board member Ben Gibson says the rule will see history taught properly.
We're not trying to just ignore history. What we're doing is we're looking at, okay, this is history. There's good parts about our history. There's bad parts about our history.
Opponents of critical race theory say it enforces racial division, pitting students against one another. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's already a warm and muggy start to the day, with temperatures again expected to be in the low 90s this afternoon with significant humidity. But by later on today, we could see a few thunderstorms form. Most of those, though, will be to the east of Wichita. Tonight, scattered storms come to an end. Our low 68, sunny and 89 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 75 degrees, and we have a south wind at 13 miles per hour. 7:35 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS on this Friday, June 11th, 2021. And just counting the days down till 4th of July. Weekend is coming up, but before that, my wife and I are going to celebrate next Friday, I guess it is, Ted. No, it's next week. It's not next Friday, though. We're going to celebrate our it's a week from today. I've been trying to figure it out. Our 51st wedding anniversary coming up. So I've got to prepare for that by...
Apparently you do. You don't even know when it is.
I know when it is. It just okay. I've got too many things to think about this morning. 7:35, Stephen Ted, you put something on a Facebook this morning.
Boy, you shifted gears really quickly there.
I did. What? I think you put this on yesterday. It was 60 years ago yesterday, 1961. Frontier Village at Frontier Land on the grounds of the Kansas Centennial Exposition opened at 135th Street West and Kellogg. And I have some memories about that, like share this morning.
So you went out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a 220-acre commercial tourist facility advertised as Mid-America's Playland, promoting itself as a place where the West of the movies came to life. Frontierland built to celebrate the Kansas Centennial in 1961.
Mm-hmm.
It had an arena, stadium for rodeos, a bowling alley, an archery range, a pool hall, a miniature golf course, an opera house, stagecoach rides, a mini steam train, an ice cream parlor, and an ice skating rink. And it was a great place to go. I only got to go out there a couple of times. It didn't last very long.
No, it didn't make it.
1961 was the year that my family moved back to Wichita from Dodge City, where we'd been living, and that was an exciting time. Now, I'm just starting to remember what it was like in the early 60s in Wichita, what was going on. We had the Learjet was coming online, and I remember people saying, we're going to be the next Dallas. We're going to be a huge city. Mm-hmm. We're going to be progressive and all this and that, and they were talking about that, and then it was just before they built the downtown library. That's just before Century 2 came online.
Yeah, within the next decade, that would all happen.
Just the next few years, all that stuff was going on, and it was an exciting, exciting time. Well, Frontierland didn't last that long.
No.
It was fun to go to, and you could walk around, and all of a sudden, they would have a gunfight going on between and their reenactors were really good, as I recall. They were good and fun to watch, but it kind of went away. And then when... A couple of years later, after that, it started to run down out there.
Yeah.
And the buildings were there, some of the old West High buildings. So it was fun for my buddies and I to go out there and just, go into those old, where they had the mock-ups of the old West and just have our fake gunfights. Like we were having a gunfight because they had sand about 4 inches deep. So if you fell off a building, you just landed in a bunch of soft sand. So we just had a ball. We just playing out there having a good time. Of course, if we got hurt, we'd have probably sued somebody. But anyway, they just let it run down. And after it closed, the large building where they had the bowling alley and everything is still there. It's they sell antiques there now. But the racetrack that was next door to it's gone. Everything's gone out there. It was an exciting time back in 1961 when Frontier Village came online. Didn't stay there long. And that's all I can share with the memories there. Now, a couple of years...
Go ahead.
A few years ago, an entrepreneur tried to open a something similar.
Kind of do the same thing Wild West World.
In Wild West World, and that just didn't quite...
Even make it 2 months.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the... And several years before that, we had a water park up in the northeast part of town. That had its day. That had its day for a few years, and it kind of went away, so... I don't know if those are the secrets to tourism or not here, but Frontier Village and Frontier.
Well, somebody pointed out, you're talking early 60s at a time when the fascination with the Wild West, and Westerns were everywhere in this country.
Huge, yeah.
It was all over television. Every network was running Westerns, multiple Westerns every night.
Yep, you're right.
You know, and you had the Davy Crockett craze and
that
all that.
That was going on.
And Wichita had three kind of Wild West-themed places for people to go. There's Frontier Village, which we've just been talking about.
Yeah.
Cowtown was just kind of getting started up at that same time, and that's where all the city and county money kind of started ending up, and that's why they kind of made it and others did not. And Joyland had a frontier town section to its
I forgot about that.
To its goings
that.
On. So you had kind of three different Wild West options in Wichita in the 60s.
I'll tell you, in the 50s, the Cowtown was nothing. I mean, there was three buildings, and that was it. And
but that's when they started to make their move.
They made that into a really great, actually, a living museum now, so that's going good. But, yeah, you're right. They had the Old West craze for a while. And just talking about, we mentioned these theme parks. Joyland went for years and years and years, and it was a great place to go.
It had a run for 30, 40 years.
And beautiful, they had a swimming pool out there, and in summertime, the old KLEO had, I think it was Friday night swim out there. And the kids would go out to go swimming in the pool. And my good friend Mike Miller, in those days, he was the DJ out there playing rock and roll music for him. And that was Friday nights. It was a fun place.
I guess Joyland made it about 50 years before it finally.
It was there a while.
Now it's the completely gone and taken
gone.
Over by weeds.
And some of the attractions, of course, the carousel. Marty Miller's taken that up at the Botanica. So, trying to preserve some things. But there you go. Frontier Village. You can see it if you're out on the west side, if you're 135th Street West. You can see just a couple of pieces of slabs of concrete where it used to be out there.
That's about it.
That's it. Time marches on, Ted. 7:41, Steve and Ted. A big golf event for Wichita coming up. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.